killing the things that lurk at the bottom of ships. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are more than 180 species in the Great Lakes that are not supposed to be here.
Duluth Superior Harbor is the most invaded freshwater port in the world. This is kind of the end of the water road for a lot of ships that come in here.
That's Ewan Reavy. He's a researcher with the University of Minnesota, Duluth. We're on the western shore of Lake Superior. Reavy works with the Great Ships Initiative. It's a program that's trying to stop invasive species from hitchhiking in the ballast water of ships.
Ships are moving around, loading cargo, unloading cargo. Whenever they take on a load, they start to get lower in the water, and so they have to discharge that ballast water that could have come from somewhere else, or generally would have come from somewhere else in the world, somewhere another port in the Great Lakes, or possibly overseas. That is how the zebra mussel got here.
The Environmental Protection Agency says that's the main way invasive species have gotten into the Great Lakes, through ballast water. Reavy and his team are trying to outsmart those pests. They test treatment methods that companies design. The goal is to kill the creatures in ballast water that could lead to a new invasion. The testing facility is built on an old industrial port in Superior, Wisconsin.
Do we want to walk up the catwalk?
Up here, you can see massive white tanks that hold 55,000 gallons of water and yellow, red, and blue pipes snaking below us.
All the testing we do at this facility is based on water that's being pulled from the harbor. Okay, so everything we do here is to simulate as close as possible the activities on a ship.
The shipping industry has to meet federal rules that require some kind of onboard treatment system. At the Great Ships Initiative, they've tested all kinds of things. Ultraviolet light, filters, chemicals like chlorine, and some things Reavy can't talk about.
Over here, this is the barn. I can't take you through the barn because that's where the trade secrets are held.
Reavy says some technologies are promising. Others have been total failures. He says there are not a lot of treatment systems on board ships yet.
There isn't an all-around treatment system that we know can go on all of the ships or is going to adequately perform everywhere in the world as it should.
So there are some technical obstacles to getting these systems to work. And there's another big problem.
I think if there was more money that was better coordinated, we could move faster on it.
Reavy calls invasive species a major political football. Congress happens to be tossing around that football right now. At the moment, the EPA and the Coast Guard share authority for regulating ballast water. A bill in Congress would make the Coast Guard the lead agency in charge of regulating ballast water. Shippers like that. Jim Weekly is the president of the Lake Carriers Association.
We think the bill does a lot of things, correct some frustrations from the patchwork quilt that has been the result of the two federal agencies and the eight Great Lakes states all independently regulating ballast water.
Critics of the bill say it strips the EPA of its authority to regulate ballast water and would weaken protection against invaders. Molly Flanagan is the vice president of policy for the Alliance for the Great Lakes. She says the EPA would only have a consulting role with the Coast Guard.
If the Coast Guard is responsible for ballast water standards by itself, then to regulate ballast water in consultation with the EPA is like me cooking dinner in consultation with my husband. You know, I can ask him, do you want spaghetti for dinner tonight? He could say yes. I could still decide to cook pizza.
She says the Coast Guard knows ships, the EPA knows water quality, so she argues both agencies should be involved. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.